Haynesboro Water Department begins work to fix the water line running from Lily Lake, and Kensington Mine looks to expand its operation. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Low water levels at Lily Lake revealed a problem with the water line to the Haynesboro's water treatment plant this summer. Now the water department is working with Southeast Road Builders to fix it. The water line from Lily Lake was rebuilt in 2010 because the pipe was deteriorating. Haynesboro Public Facilities Director Ed Coughland says that the contractors who installed the pipe followed the design plans until they encountered a setback near the lake.
They followed the design all the way up until they got up to the lake, right at the lake. They encountered bedrock, and so rather than at that time blast through the rock and get the pipeline down to where it needed to be, to the grade it was designed to be, they just went up over top of the rock.
Laying the pipeline on top of the rock created a slight hump in its path down to the water treatment plant. For years, this did not cause any problems. But over the summer, the water level at Lily Lake dropped below this high point in the water line. This prevented the water from easily flowing down the pipe using just gravity. Coughlin says that last Tuesday, a crew began trying to lower the water line to fit the original design specifications.
We've got a crew up there that's digging and excavating and trying to get the line down. We may need to blast. We're not sure that we're going to have to blast. We're going to try a rock chipper first and see if we can get it out to where it needs to be.
Coughlin says the work has not disrupted the pipeline yet, but if they have to blast, they will need to cut the pipe and reinstall it. According to Coughland, drought conditions could continue to cause problems for Lily Lake in the future, so the water department is looking to better utilize other water sources around Haynes.
Well, we have the Piedad Springs, which we use now, and we've got a design going now to increase the flow of that. We also have the Cathedral Wells. It is potable water, but it has a taste to it, and also there have been some issues with the brewery and the distillery in town being able to use that water. But we're looking at a treatment process for that.
The borough hired Southeast Road Builders to assist the water department with the work on the Lily Lake water line. Coughlin says that the budget for the project has been capped at $140,000. He imagines it will take a few weeks to complete. Haynes hunters have reported harvesting 18 moose in the Tier 2 moose hunt as of Monday afternoon. According to Fish and Game, 3 moose had antlers wider than 50 inches, 3 had spike fork antlers, and 11 had antlers with 3 brow tines. The hunt runs through October 7th unless closed by emergency order. This year's harvest limit is 25 moose. One of Alaska's largest gold mines seeks to extend its life by a decade. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the Kensington Mine is one of Southeast Alaska's biggest private employers.
The Kensington Gold Mine is located 45 air miles north of Juneau in the Tongass National Forest of Alaska.
This video by Chicago-based Core Mining gives an overview of its expansion plan to keep the Kensington Mine open through 2034.
The mine was originally designed for 10-year mine life, and we've exceeded that.
That's General Manager Mark Kiesling at Kensington's office in Juneau.
And so, yeah, in 2024, we'll be out of tailing storage facility unless we do something different. And somewhere in 2022, we'll need additional places for waste rock.
It's applied to the U.S. Forest Service to increase its footprint in the Tongass by 150 acres. That would expand 3 existing waste rock storage sites and add a fourth to boost overall capacity by about 5 million tons. Kensington Mine employs nearly 400 people, with more than 40% living in Southeast.
We hope to stick around in the community. We plan to stick around, and through drilling and through continued exploration, we hope to find the additional reserves and keep people here in Southeast Alaska employed and working at Kensington Mine.
The mine's underground. After gold is extracted, the leftover mine waste, known as tailings, are kept underwater in Lower Slate Lake. The lake appears on company maps as a tailings treatment facility. That's through a legal precedent set in 2009 by the U.S. Supreme Court, allowing mine waste to be submerged in inland waters. But since the mine's now running out of space, the lake's dam needs to be raised by 36 feet. Critics like Guy Archibald say climate research projects heavier rainfall, He's worried waste could spill over into nearby streams.
What we used to call 200-year storm events are happening at a weekly or monthly basis nowadays.
He's a staff scientist of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, one of the environmental groups that unsuccessfully fought court battles to keep Lower Slate Lake from being used as a tailings pond.
They're not considering global climate change. They're not taking the precautionary steps to prevent a catastrophic failure of that dam, given a 300% increase in precipitation, which is what is projected in some of these climate models.
But Kiesling says concerns like these will be addressed in the mine's environmental impact statement to come.
These are things that we'll consider as we go through the scoping process and as we go through the permitting process. So nothing is finalized yet, and as we go through the scoping process, we take these things into consideration.
There's a sister lake next to the tailings pond. Mine waste is kept out of Upper Slate Lake, but the mine's closure plan calls on eventually combining the two. Kiesling says once the tailings pond meets water quality standards acceptable to regulators,
then we would allow the lake to rise. It would be 28 feet up above the tailings, and we'd allow those two lakes to merge. And then it would just become one large lake.
But that wouldn't be until well after the mine shuts down for good. Kensington's proposed expansion plan is out for public review. The Forest Service is taking public comment through November 7th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.